Now, here's something that I see comes up a lot, and there seems to be, and this is maybe more with respect to dentistry or and I see other institutions, but sales versus service, right? So I see a lot what you write about is some of these they're going out of their way to deliver a service versus just what I may connotate as cold hard sales. Like we got to close this amount of people, we got to do this percentage. How do you and how do these Fortune 500 companies balance the need for productivity and looking at numbers as versus those that are just really just serving? And how do you reconcile those two things? Be productive, but still create a great experience.
There's so much in the whole issue of productivity. I am convinced that if people are emotionally engaged in doing good work, if you treat them well, if you encourage them to grow and develop, you pay them well, that they will give you more effort. And an engaged employee owns the business as if it were theirs. They feel like you care enough about them, they better take care of it for you. These are harder to find. There are some people, who just aren't capable of it. But assuming you hire reasonably well and you treat people reasonably well, and then you focus on their level of emotional engagement, you'll find that you'll outperform your competitors. And if you look at the difference between Costco and Sam's Club, they pay extremely differently. They treat their employees differently, and the productivity per employee is just massively different at Costco. And if you look at it from a dollar spent perspective, it's massive productivity per dollar spent at Costco. And this is true in a lot of different industries. So what I would say fundamentally is first and foremost, care about the well-being of your employees and give them a sense that they should take ownership. And then I would measure that. I literally do employee engagement surveys in small businesses and large businesses because I want to know how connected are my people. And the final message on this is, have you ever washed a rental car? And most of us haven't because rental is different than owning. And if you get ownership from your people, they're not going to just be productive because you're watching. They're going to be productive because they want to build equity in it because they perceive.
So Dr. Tom wants to know, how do you ask for referrals?
Oh, I love this question. It's one of my favorites. Dr. Tom, you're my favorite person right now at this moment. The answer really for me is that I do say to people that I'm in a referral business and that, I want to earn your trust, and if I did earn your trust today and you know someone who has a need, I'd hope that my name would come up. And I see it often that way because I really, I don't want to ask them to go out and go to the phone book and identify three people and make three random cold calls for me. And nor do I want to tell them, who else needs my services that you know, and then put them in some kind of inquisition. I really want to tell them that, please think about the notion that your saying my name at the right time could provide something that you enjoyed or had a positive experience with to someone else you care about. And it'll also help me in my success and help us be in there. The other quick thing I would just say is that sometimes people are afraid if they refer you that they're not going to be able to get access to you, right? So the more I refer you, the less available you are to me. So sometimes we have to address that too, is that, I'll never get too big so that, I won't be able to take care of you and the referrals you provide. But I really would benefit from you sharing my name should that ever come up as a need. And if you know anybody who is in need of dental care, I would welcome a referral from you. It speaks almost to how much you celebrate and embrace them and hold them to be of value, and that you like them so much. They're such a good person. You would want to have more like them in your practice, which is a pretty validating thing to them, and it makes them feel like they're smart for having chose you in the first place. And it's a wonderful synergy of admiration.
So here's a question about how would be the best way to motivate employees and my associate for patient care service.
Well, I mean, I think, to be honest with you, if you're having that problem, you probably should move them on. I mean, seriously, whose job is this to motivate people at some level? If people are at that point where you feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't motivate them, what if a patient has contact with them absent my motivating influence? You shouldn't have them in your practice. I mean, I don't mean to be difficult here, but I often say that if you were to tell a family member, if I were you, try to not get them, but, try to get this person, you've got a problem with your talent because you shouldn't have to do those workarounds. I think really fundamentally at some level, if people don't treat patients well, aren't motivated to provide care, they should be in another business. I understand there's a lot of technical skill to what you do, but believe it or not, there's probably somebody else, if you be patient, who will bring a different level of care if you hold that to be the expectation. And if you treat people well, you'll tend to be the employer of choice among that talent group.